This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So, Matt, Skip Bertman was sitting in that exact chair earlier this morning.
Yeah. Should I touch it?
It's allowed. It's allowed.
Is this the same chair where Condon sits in the morning?
No, that's Scott. That's Condon's chair.
You're tainting Coach Bertman's chair by allowing Scott to sit in it?
Exactly. I should have brought a completely new chair.
A throne for the skipper. Are you kidding me? They're going to give that guy a statue.
That's right. We had royalty in here today, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, I don't really have any update on Coach Bertman, but I do have an update from another former coach. Did you see what Les Miles and Steve Spurrier are getting into?
I did. I saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Les tweets at Steve Spurrier, "Hey, how much you want to bet that we beat your Gators on Saturday?" To which Spurrier responds, "How about when we win, you wear my visor? If you win, I'll eat some of your grass," that sort of thing. So that's going to be their friendly wager. I saw that on the show yesterday, Michelle. We ran a poll on the show. Would you rather see, outcome of the game notwithstanding, of course, we all want LSU to win.
Sure.
But outcome of the game notwithstanding, would you rather see Les Miles in a visor or Steve Spurrier eat grass? And for me, this was easy. I'd rather see Les in a visor.
Really?
The iconic piece of his wardrobe is a hat. So I would like to see just how funny it would be for Les to be wearing one of Spurrier's old mama golf visors.
Mm-mm.
I think that would be hilarious. Who cares? Steve Spurrier's an old country boy anyway. Like, you can see Steve Spurrier munching on a blade of grass. That ain't no big deal. Take a picture of Les in a visor. Now, that would be a sight to behold. Nonetheless, spotted from a mile away, Michelle. Said it on air yesterday. I said, Dos Equis is behind this. They're both in the beer commercial together. Like, Les would never tweet at somebody to wager something. Well, sure enough, Dos Equis' official account comes in behind and says, "Hey, let's spice up this wager a little bit and throw in some free beer for the winning team." Well, for fans of the winning team. Very creative ploy there by Dos Equis. And should LSU win like we all expect they will, there'll be a few watering holes around the campus area that'll have some free Dos Equis.
Awesome.
So we'll let you know if and when that happens. Bottom line, though, LSU's got to win. They got a big boost. Ed Orgeron said on the teleconference this morning, the coach's teleconference, healthiest the offensive line has been all season. That's a big deal, as we've talked about, especially going against Florida and that defensive front. Todd Grantham, their defensive coordinator, generates a ton of pressure. He's given LSU fits the last 2 years. So healthy O-line, huge deal going against the Gators, which, by the way, lead the country in takeaways. They forced 14 turnovers this year. Something to watch for LSU on Saturday.
And to our Eagle 98.1 listener credit, yesterday when we talked about the tweet exchange, someone chimed in on our Eagle 98.1 app and said the exact same thing. It sounds like Dos Equis is absolutely behind this. So good call on all. Coach O's show tonight, 7 o'clock, with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. The Tigers, the Gators in the Swamp on Saturday, 2:30 p.m. kickoff. And you can catch it right here on Eagle 98.1, your flagship home for LSU sports.